This evening for our Vesper, we have entitled it Down to the River. And we're going to take you down to the river tonight. And as we go down there, when there's songs, there'll be words. Some are hymns you know. Some are songs you don't know. But feel free to sing along, regardless. And we're going to go on a little journey down to the river to pray. And on this journey, we're going to look at the Apostle Paul's journey in Acts chapter 16, verses 1 and 2. Then came he to Derbe and Lystra, and behold, a certain disciple was there called Timotheus, the son of a certain woman, which was a Jewish, and believed, but his father was a Greek, which was well reported of by the brethren that were at Lystra and Iconium. And so as you see here, the little red lines, you get an idea of the journey he went on and the area he was in. He was in the southern part of Galatia. Continuing, we read, him would Paul have to go forth with him, and took him and circumcised him, because the Jews which were there were in those quarters. For they knew that his father was a Greek. As they went through the cities, they delivered them decrees for to keep that were ordained of the apostles and elders which were in Jerusalem. So this was, you know, he was going and visiting all the brethren there. And at that point, there was a mixture of Greeks and Jews. Continuing, we read, and so were the churches established in faith and increased in number daily. So these churches were starting to grow and to thrive. And this is Asia Minor, the area today we would call eastern part of Turkey. Now, when they had gone through Phrygia, a region of Galatia, and you can see that on the chart. So this is a region. They were forbidden of the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. This seems a little strange, doesn't it? Don't preach. Don't go out and preach. And that was the order. So they were going and, sharing with the brethren, but they were told not to go and preach in general. So they continued on. And after they come to Mysia, they essayed to go to Bethania, but the Spirit suffered them not. And they, passing by Mysia and down to Troas, had a vision appeared to Paul in the evening. So, you know, they were told not to preach, which seemed strange. And then they were on a journey. And during that journey, the Apostle Paul, in a dream in the night, had a vision. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. And so we continue on the journey here all the way to Troas. And now you're really at the intersection. So this water passage here into the Black Sea and then back into the Aegean and Mediterranean, that's the demarcation between Asia and what is now Europe. But of course, Macedonia was west of there. And so they're in Troas, and they continue. And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia. So the Apostle Paul didn't wait. He got the dream. He knew what his mission was. And so the entire party was endeavoring to go into Macedonia, this region. In the far west, you see it on the left of the map there. Assuredly, gathering that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel unto them. So don't preach in Asia Minor. Your mission on this one is to go into now Europe or the European area and preach the gospel unto them in Macedonia. Continuing read, therefore, loosing Troas, that's the city right there on the coast, where the arrow is pointing, we came with a straight course to Samothracia, and the next day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is a chief city in the part of Macedonia. So as you'll look, as we go, we make not a tremendously long journey, but, you know, a journey by ship, first to an island, then to Neapolis, and finally to Philippi, which is in the area of Macedonia where the Lord in the vision had said, go there. That's where you're to preach. And they abode in those cities. Now, this was the beginning of Paul's second missionary journey. And it's marked by Timothy joining him, who he was especially close to and who really carried on for him in many ways after his death. He ministered unto the churches in Asia, but was told, don't go out and proselytize or preach there. Just minister unto the churches. Then he was guided by the Holy Spirit. What a wonderful example, isn't it? He had a dream. The Lord instructed him, go to Macedonia. And he was focused. He was laser focused, wasn't he? He went right there. So he had the vision to go to Macedonia. And there, interestingly enough, he was guided down to the river. Now, this was the initial part of spreading that gospel message into what is now Europe. So this is a different ministry. And this was really the focus, as we see, of Paul's second missionary journey. You know, as we look at these missionary journeys, we see strategically how important they were, the regions that they went to, and then how the gospel spread. You know, this was an early time in the spread of the gospel when it was like planting seeds, wasn't it? Anybody plant little seeds in the spring? You do seed plants, and some of them come up and some of them don't, but it's important that you spread them out. And that's exactly what the Lord was instructing him through the Holy Spirit to do, to spread this message. The time was now right to go to Europe. And that's what the Apostle Paul was doing. Interestingly, he was directed to go down to the river. And so, if you will, let's all of us go down to the river and sing this song, down to the river to pray.
As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sisters, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sisters, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall
And on the Sabbath, we went out on the out of the city by a riverside where prayer was wont to be made. And we sat down and spake unto the women which resorted thither. You know, there was no synagogue in Philippi. And therefore, there were no books for the Jews to study. And so the custom was to go down to the river. And so it was a place of conversation, of study, of fellowship with one another, and of prayer. Continuing, and a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple in the city of Thyatira, which worshiped God, heard us, whose heart was opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. You know, it was no coincidence that the Apostle Paul was directed to Macedonia. In fact, he was directed to go down to the river. And here he met Lydia. We're all familiar with her story, a seller of purple and a very dedicated person. When she was baptized in her household, she besought us, saying, "If ye have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come to my house and abide there." And she constrained us. And so, sing along with us, "Abide with me, 'tis even..."
Oh, Savior, stay this night.
We read in Philippians chapter 1, verses 3 through 5, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, for you all making requests with joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. You know, this woman was a wealthy woman. She lived alone, but she dedicated her life to the gospel, didn't she? She worshiped and she prayed to God, and her prayers were answered down by the river. And the Lord, as a result, opened her heart. She was receptive to the message, and she and her household were baptized. And then they extended their hospitality. And they entertained Paul and Silas after they were imprisoned as well. So we see her wonderful example. You know, as I look around this room and as I look down the list of participants and think, we have so many wonderful examples, don't we, of love, worship, hospitality, scholarship in the scriptures, and zeal for doing the Lord's will. Just like those that supported the gospel back then, that tradition continues, and we can look out and see all of your faces and remember all of the things that you have done and are in the process of doing. She was a wonderful example of faith, prayer, and service. And I see that with you. And we also remember those that are not here with us that have been such wonderful examples, really mentors to us, right? Our spiritual mentors as well. And so join me in the singing of this song.
Morning 'neath the stars.
You know, as we look at 2023, we're going to look at what some things that happened in the Orlando class. Some of these that were mentors and examples for each of us. Starting with our dear Josephine Wessel, who finished her course in 2023. What wonderful memories and example we have. Sister Steffi Metti, also a wonderful example of steadfastness, care, and faith. And our sister Betty Biggs, part of our larger ecclesia, who finished her course as well. What wonderful examples each of these were. And, you know, as we think about their lives and their legacy and their examples, they truly are and continue to be inspirational.
Protect me from what I can't see, and Lord, I believe, Lord, I believe, somebody's praying for me. Angels are watching, I can feel it. Angels are watching over me. There's many miles ahead till I get home. Still I'm safely kept before your throne. 'Cause Lord, I believe. Over me. Well, I've walked the barren wilderness where my pillow was a stone, and I've been through the darkest caverns where no light had ever shone. Still I went on, 'cause there was someone who was down on their knees. And Lord, I thank you for those people praying all this time for me. Somebody's praying for
there's others in our class and our extended class as well that left the scene this year, finished their courses. Of course, we all know Brother Bob Gorecki, a warm and wonderful brother with a legacy of service, led a legacy of dedication to the brethren. And we have so many fond memories, don't we? And of course, our brother Rick, who sang the song that we just heard. Ever so talented, ever so giving, and a wonderful example as well. And then our brother Lenny Wessel, whose dedication was truly ongoing for his mother. He took such good care of her under difficult circumstances, and really a wonderful example. These are brethren that, you know, have gone beyond, and we can look at their example and try to emulate it, but look around the room as well. Every single one of you has a legacy. Every single one of you has a special talent that the Lord is cultivating. Just like that little seed, it's growing. And we want to, as we think about this, join together in Christian fellowship, nurturing one another, upbuilding one another, and being an example of love, service, and dedication. Examples of faith, prayer, and service. That's what I see when I look around the room. You are inspirational to me. Thank you. And so let us use everything in our capabilities to God's service. Let us daily worship and pray. Let us open our hearts to the Lord. Let us continue to study as the Bereans of old and extend hospitality and friendship to all and support the gospel efforts. Join with me in the singing of Christian Fellowship.
Thank you.